Welcome to the 10-12, the podcast that covers all 10 teams in the Big 12 Conference. I'm your host, Philip Slavin. Thank you for joining us on a Thursday. We are here to do what we do every Thursday, make picks, the Big 12, and some games around the country. Joining me, as they always do, my good friends, Daniel Alexander of Grinders with Blinders. Daniel, how are you, sir?
Doing very well. Happy to be here. Let me take this moment to pat myself on the back. Respect the blind squirrel. Respect the broken clock. I went 5-0 last week, my friends.
Yes, it's a very nice week Daniel. Also, as always, the LGGOG himself, Chris Ross. Buddy, how are you?
I could be doing better. You jinxed me, and I'm not over it because that Texas Tech Oklahoma State game. I think there's like 5 minutes left, and you text, "Oh, Daniel's gonna miss the over because Texas Tech didn't score." I was like, "There's 5 minutes in this game. This game is crazy. Don't jinx me like that," because Oklahoma State currently had the cover as they had for most of the second half. And yeah, sure enough, Texas Tech went and scored again. And Gundy being Gundy, we knew he was going to try to score. He was just going to try to run out the clock. And Texas Tech got the cover. And insult to injury, Jackson had a phenomenal day, breaks through the line. No one there, and he takes a knee on the 5 to run out the clock. I'm not over that one, so yeah.
I'm sorry. He did the right thing, but I'm sorry. I didn't help you.
I knew as soon as you texted that, I knew. I was like, man, they're going to go score again. Daniel's going to get the over, and Texas Tech is going to cover. Great.
So, yes, to recap last week, Daniel with a 5, obviously the Oklahoma-West Virginia game didn't get played, but Daniel with a 5-0 week hit the under 57 in Texas-Iowa State, hit the plus 12.5 for Texas Tech, plus 5.5 for Kansas State, minus 24 for TCU Kansas, and then, of course, hit Oregon State plus 14. Oregon State with that win, very nice win. I think Jonathan Smith,
good Civil War, Oregon baby. State,
doing good things there in Corvallis. Chris and I both went 3-2. We both hit on Iowa State plus 1.5. I missed on under 55 in OSU Texas Tech because who would have known that would be a Big 12 game? Of course, as Chris mentioned, he missed the Oklahoma State minus 10.5. We both missed on Baylor minus 5.
I shouldn't have flipped the pig.
Shouldn't have.
I blame myself there. I'll take that one.
You should blame yourself. Chris also hitting in TCU minus 24. Kansas overs continue to hit for me. I hit Rutgers plus 13.5. Woohoo! And Chris, riding the Coastal Carolina train, hit on CC minus 16.5. So that brings our total standings. Chris remains in the lead, very precarious lead at 28-26. Daniel at 27-25-2. And I am at 24-29-1. With plenty of games still to go. We've got 5 Big 12 games this week. We're all going to pick a bonus game, which we'll reveal here in a bit. And, of course, we'll have our non-conference game. We will have 3 more Big 12 games next week. Actually, 4. We have 3 conference games. And TCU has announced they have added a game against Louisiana Tech on December 12th to get themselves to 10 games, get another home game. So we'll actually have 4 games to pick next week. And, of course, we'll have bowl games as well and the Big 12 title game. So plenty of opportunity. Plenty of games left. This race is not done. Very excited to see where this goes and how this wraps up. So why don't we just hop right in? We got plenty of games to pick. Let's jump right straight in. We're going to start, as we do always, with chronological order. So we'll start with Texas Tech and Kansas. Texas Tech currently roughly a 27.5 point favorite over the Kansas Jayhawks. Texas Tech at home. This opened with them as a 31-point favorite. That line's come down. Over-under opened at 58.5. That has gone up. It's pretty much anywhere from 63.5, 64, 64.5. Depends upon where we go and look. There's plenty of places to shop for a number. Daniel is our big winner from last week. What are you feeling here?
This is a tough one to break down. I'm going to go with Texas Tech, just a straight up favorite. I think I'm going to stick with that. I think Kansas has given up, and I don't know where they're going to get offense from. That seems to be holding true every week. And they were just blown out by 24 or more. It is a profitable spot. I know that I'm doing what I hate. I'm sort of betting with my gut a little bit here. This line has come down. I think 27 is a touch too short. I think Texas Tech is a team that's doing good things and could score. And I think Kansas is a team that doesn't care and is limping to the finish line. This feels like Texas Tech 45-10, 48-17, something like that.
Since we are like allowed to get our number from anywhere that is available on the Vegas Insider, because if you can bet it, you can use it. Sportsbetting.com has this at 25.5. So that is the best line I can get you. And that is what I'll give you.
I'll take that all day.
Yeah, I figured you would. Chris, you agreeing with Daniel here?
Yeah, I am, because one, if there's anyone more consistent than Coastal Carolina, it's Kansas not covering the spread. So yeah, I'll go ahead and continue to ride that train. But we saw last week Texas Tech starting to figure out some offense against Oklahoma State's, you know, pretty good defense, and I think that's mostly because, you know, they kind of aired it out a bit. They kind of just went for broke, and I feel like they took the loss, but I felt like they were probably a lot more competitive in that game than they expected to be. So I think they – I don't know. I think they might run it up a little bit on the Jayhawks, so give me Texas Tech.
And if you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you know where I'm going. I'm going to take the over in this game. South Point has it at 63. Alan Bowman is back in at quarterback, because let's be honest, he is the better quarterback than Columbia, but, you know, it took him a while to figure that out. And Bowman played well against Oklahoma State. I think he's going to continue to play well. I think Kansas has shown enough, and although I do think Texas Tech's defense is playing better, I think Kansas has shown enough to say that they'll put up 7 to 14 points. I think Texas Tech can do the rest. I'm going to take the over, because I'm going to continue to take the over until it doesn't work. Why would I, you know... Don't mess with a good thing. Don't mess with what ain't broken. So, over 63 in this game. So, moving on down the line, let's talk about Oklahoma State and TCU in a game with a line that I'm a little surprised by, a little bit. Not a ton, but a little bit. Oklahoma State opened as a 3-point favorite, down to about 2.5, pretty much across the board. Over-under opened at 54.5. That's now down to 51.5. Chris, I'm so sorry that I robbed you of the Oklahoma State last week. So I tell you what, I don't want to sway you in any way here. What would you like to go? Where would you like to go with this game?
Yikes. I don't know off the top of my head. Interestingly enough, ESPN's FBI actually favors TCU in this game. Which is a little surprising, you know, considering the two seasons each school has had. But I was going to say I was never going to pick Oklahoma State to cover again. And that lasted about 30 seconds. So I'll go ahead and take Oklahoma State to cover.
Okay. Since we're using the site that has the one line that's completely different from everybody else, which is the problem I have with it. Like, this is my problem with using sportsbetting.com. I understand we use it, but their line is always drastically different from everyone else's, like drastically different from everyone else's for the most part, which is strange to me and tells me there's something weird going on.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, in a game like this, if I took TCU on the money line, would that get me an extra half a point in the our little game?
No. You just want to pick TCU straight up?
Maybe.
Then you should.
If we wanted to go take the underdog straight up on the money line, could we win an extra half a point in our little game?
No, because we don't really have, like, it's not a point system. It's just wins, losses. So I wouldn't really know how to calculate that. Especially since we have, like, pushes here, which is messing. No, you don't. No. Take what you want, and we'll move on. Okay. I'm sorry. Maybe we can look at that for next year. We'll add a money line sprinkle, I believe is the term that is used.
That's right. That?
Yeah, money line sprinkle. Correct. So maybe next year we'll add that into it. I understand the whole point.
Yeah. To clarify, my pick is Oklahoma State. But
right. So I can get you OSU -1.5.
Okay.
Which should be pretty good. In fact, I know that we don't have the best track record when we agree. And I need to go back and see what that is. I don't think it's great. It was 1-1 last week when you and I agreed. So maybe it's not terrible. But I agree with you here. Look, the idea of OSU being a double-digit favorite, it's not good. I saw the FPI from ESPN. I don't love ESPN's FPI rankings anyways, so I'm not sure how much stock I put into that. Here's my thing in this game. It's that TCU secondary, like, they're too deep, has a bunch of former walk-ons. And I don't mean to slander walk-ons. I think there's some amazing players who have come from being walk-ons. But the point is, these teams are beat up. These teams are just getting to the end of the season. But TCU's offense has got three guys trying to run it. It's that saying of, like, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. This is like, if you have three guys running your offense, do you actually have an offensive coordinator? I think TCU's defense is not what it normally is. I think it's prone to the big play. I think Oklahoma State's getting up some big run plays, but I think Oklahoma State going on the road should win this game. I love that we can get it at 1.5 because that makes me feel really good. And I feel like OSU favored by 3 feels about right. Field goal feels good. So I'm going to go ahead and take Oklahoma State as well. I think they win this game. I think they cover that 1.5.
I was going to say, before we get to Daniel, I do have two questions. Because how much do we see Desmond Jackson this game?
A lot.
And does losing Jenkins on the O-line, as bad as it is, how much of a factor is that?
I think that, let me just say, last week, the offensive line looked good because for the first time in a while, the 5 starters all practiced at the same time together for a full week. And Jenkins was not participating. He was already done. So I think in that situation, I think they'll be okay. I don't think the offensive line is going to be the issue. I think it's going to be the game plan and how many times Spencer Sanders turns the ball over.
Fair.
Okay. All right. So I'll take OSU -1.5. Daniel, what's your feel here?
Circa opened this total at 54.5. There actually hasn't been a lot of moves against the total, but there were two moves that moved this thing down. It went down to 52, then immediately down to 51.5, where you can still get it. I think metric-wise, these are very similar teams. You had said TCU is actually favored on ESPN's power rankings. Raw numbers, I have Oklahoma State favored by 2, and then it comes into question sort of, you know, what's home field advantage these days. So with all of that said, we've got two teams that perform the same. You have moves to the under. I think this is going to be a tight game. I think this is going to be one where you have a TCU offense that I think has some identity issues. They're not really scoring over, I think it's about 25, 26 points a game. And you have Oklahoma State, who is losing arguably their best O-lineman, and they're leaning on the run. I think that sort of favors maybe TCU making some stops. 51.5 to the under, I'm going to go with it. I think this is going to be this number is going to come right up to it, but I'm picturing 27-24, 24-21, some game like that. So give me that under.
Yeah, 51.5, best I can get you from what I can find. So very nice, very nice there. One last morning game, Texas facing Kansas State, headed to Manhattan. Texas currently at roughly an 8.5-point favorite. I get to go first here. So I'm going to take Kansas State to cover this. Well, let's say they were an 8.5-point favorite. That number seems to have moved a bit since I started putting all our stuff together. Oh, hello, Wynn Las Vegas. You want to give me Texas at -9.5? I'm going to lock that in before it disappears because I'm going to take Kansas State +9.5. Look, Texas has already had their best offensive lineman opt out for the rest of the season. Caden Stearns, one of their starting corners, a captain, the second captain to opt out for the rest of the season. There's questions about Tom Herman. How invested is this team? And we talked about this on the pod on Monday. Like, how invested is this Texas team? I don't know how much they care. You're going to Manhattan. Kansas State is reeling, but I think they're so much better at home than they are on the road. I don't love Kansas State. I don't love Will Howard. But if I can get this at 9.5, I am taking Kansas State all day. Texas probably wins this, probably kind of like that West Virginia game where they got the win, but it was far from impressive because Texas really hasn't had an impressive win that I can think of outside of the fact that they beat Oklahoma State. They weren't impressive in that win, but they got that win. I think Kansas State covers this. I'm going to take the Wildcats at plus 9.5. Let's see, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, you have starters opting out. It kind of gives you the mood in the locker room. Then again, you could say that for Oklahoma State too. And Texas this season, they feel like it's over. I mean, that's telling you right there, those guys feel like the season's over. But I don't know if the mood and it can get any better because, you know, four losses in a row, it's kind of tough. This one is I want to say Texas. If no outside, you know, factors of the locker room and all that, I would say Texas smashes Kansas State. And I believe that because I don't think Kansas State's very good. So with those factors, though, I do feel like it's closer, and I feel like you have a lot of value in your pick there, getting it at 9.5. But I do feel like this is probably a game Texas wins by, I would say, at least 10. I don't feel great about it, but I'm going to take the Longhorns.
Okay. I can get you -7 is the best line for your side of that. So that is what I'll give you if that's what you want. Daniel, where are you going here?
Let's see. This is another one that what's open mid-50s, I believe. Yeah, open 54.5 over at Circa. Wasn't really – no big moves to the under, but this thing has crept down to sort of in the 51 to 51.5 territory. What I love is that we're going to have 13, 15, even 17-mile-an-hour crosswinds this Saturday. We also have a Texas team that is really – if you go look at the past two or three games – they have really shut down the run against teams. They've been performing very well on paper against the run, especially on early downs, getting teams into, you know, second and eights and third and seven, stuff like that. And that is not an area. I mean, look, K-State doesn't do a lot of things well, but those second and third and longs, this K-State team is going to be really, really hampered being put in those situations. For a lot of the same reasons I liked the under last week with Texas and Iowa State, just because of the pace that Texas is taking, I'm coming back again on the under here. K-State's going to be in second and third and long situations. They're not going to convert. And I feel like this is a game where Texas is going to do just enough to get a win, but not blow this game wide open. So I see a 51.5 being hung over at Bet Online with the high winds. Totals come down, team situations under all day, cash it.
Yeah, I got you quite a few 51.5, so I will give you the under there. It's two straight under 51.5 in the Big 12. What has happened to this? What 2020, man. 2020. So that's three morning games. I don't know about you guys, but I know how I'm going to be enjoying them. It's with a nice, hot cup of Lazy Fair coffee. Ethically sourced beans from around the world, roasted right in the heart of Big 12 country in DFW. Five great flavors. I just bought three bags for holiday gifts. Okay. Two bags of the Cafe Cubano, one for my father-in-law. He doesn't listen to his pod, so we're good. And one for, I guess he's an uncle. There's family around here. It's weird relational stuff. Like, I don't know. Anyways, point is two bags for gifts and then a bag for my office because it's time for us to get another nice bag of coffee to share in January, get the year started the right way. Got myself the Good Morning Vietnam, you know, the black napalm. Sounds really, really good. If you've got friends and family that you're buying gifts for, coffee is a fantastic gift. Why not give a really good bag? Go to lazyfaircoffee.com, LazyFair coffee. Grab a bag, grab two bags, however many you want. Throw in the promo code 1012, get 10% off your order. Don't forget, if you live in the DFW area, you can get free shipping. That's fantastic. Free shipping and 10% off on a great gift for this holiday season. No reason not to go. So Lazy Fair Coffee. Give them a follow on Instagram. Okay, we got some neat stuff there. I'm trying to convince them that they should do some Instagram promotions so you might see something pop up on Instagram. But go to follow them on the gram. Go to the site. Get a couple bags. Use the promo code and enjoy a really good bag of beans while you're watching college football this Saturday morning. All right, so one of the biggest games of the weekend for the Big 12, Iowa State and West Virginia. Cyclones. Currently a 6.5-point favorite facing off against the Mountaineers. I think it's my – actually, you know what, Daniel? I think it's your time to go first here. I'm seeing it at 6.5. I'm seeing it at 7.5. I'm seeing it at 7. You got a lot of options here. Over under open at 48.5. I'm seeing 49.5. Pretty much across the board. Which way do you want to go?
This is a really tough game to cap. Iowa State coming off that close win last week. You know, it felt like a big game. You know, I don't know if it really was. You know, when we look back on the season, we look at Texas and Iowa State, I don't know what we're going to say. It's going to be cold. We got, you know, temperatures in the high 30s. In theory, this is going to be a tight game, close-knit game. Another low total. This thing opened at 48.5, and it's just still sort of there, 48.5, 49. Gosh, I'm doing this again this week. Like, such a sin to do as a bettor. Something tells me Iowa State covers this spread. This is 6.5. It feels a touch short. It did open at 8. I'm not really sure why there's the love on West Virginia. West Virginia is even getting more tickets this week right now. As we sit, Iowa State is sort of a contrarian home favorite. And I sort of like that spot for this team. This feels like the kind of week where everyone's expecting West Virginia to come in, hang, play a close game, leave the score low, or you know, keep the game tight in sort of a 21-17 range. I feel like the opposite might happen. I think this might be sort of a 28-13 kind of win for Iowa State. I think there's just a touch too much firepower right now with this Iowa State offense. So give me that 6.5. They're going to cover it against West Virginia.
Daniel, you and I are in agreement here. Couple other things, I think, just from an emotional standpoint. Iowa State getting that win over Texas. They are, I mean, win this game, they're going to Arlington. I mean, they're pretty much going to Arlington anyways. But win this game, you're going to Arlington. You just had the latest playoff rankings come out. Iowa State, number 9. They are a top 10 team in the country in the rankings that matter. You're already hearing the Matt Campbell, Michigan, Matt Campbell, Texas, whatever rumors. I think this team is going to be motivated, really motivated, to come out at home. They're going to have fans, too. They're going to let fans come back to the stadium in Ames, Jack Trice, for this game. I think this is going to be an emotionally charged Iowa State team facing a West Virginia team that is not very good on the road. I agree. I think Iowa State has a big game with a lot of eyeballs, with everything going their way, everything coming up Iowa State. I think Iowa State has a really big game on Saturday and easily covers the 6.5. So you and I are in agreement here. Chris, what are you feeling?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you guys, but there's a few things that give me pause. One is, you know, just the history repeats itself kind of thing. This Iowa State team feels a lot like the 2011 Oklahoma State team who got tripped up, ironically, by Iowa State. And I feel like, is this a situation where the Cyclones are so close, they don't just get tripped up here at the end by West Virginia? And then you have the West Virginia defense, who in their own right are really, really good. And the offense, though, I'm not a believer in Daigie. I've made that clear. But the offense, they are figuring out the offense under Daigie, and they're keeping him limiting his deep ball. You know, he doesn't really air it out a lot. He's not very accurate when he airs it out. Most of the passes are 5-10 yards, and then they have routes that create backyards. So that, crossing routes and stuff. So they are figuring out the offense under him, and he's taking care of the ball well at this point, which is great for West Virginia. However, I mean, Purdy, he's just the better quarterback. He might struggle against the West Virginia defense. I do like that it's under touchdown. If I get it under touchdown, then I'm with you guys with Iowa State. But I like that it's at Jack Trice. If this was in West Virginia, I might be tempted to take the Mountaineers here, but I'm going to take Iowa State with you guys.
After all that, he agrees.
Yes. It's always scary. It's always scary.
I got three of us. I got to hedge my bet. I got to say, I'm taking this bet. This is why I'm wrong.
I need to track some records. Right, no, I need to do a better job keeping track of our when so-and-so and so-and-so agree. This is what happens over the course of the season. I'm going to do that for next week. I'm going to do a little hashtag research. Look, we've already talked about a great holiday gift being a bag of beans from Lazy Bear Coffee. You know what another great holiday gift is? comfortable, vintage college sports apparel from Home Field Apparel. We love having these guys as a sponsor this season. They are absolutely fantastic. They have something for everyone. If you're a Big 12 fan of Iowa State and Baylor, they've got stuff for you, absolutely. If you're a fan of other teams, let's say you like SMU. Okay, let's say you like Memphis. Let's say you like Michigan or Auburn. They've got some of the best, most well-researched, most interesting and awesome college sports apparel you're going to find. Again, they've got really comfortable sweaters, great t-shirts, hoodies, joggers. They've got something for everyone on your shopping list. And we've got a great deal for you. 20% off your first order when you use the promo code 1012. Just a heads up, today we're recording this on December 2nd. This will be up on December 3rd. If you want to guarantee your order in time for Christmas, you need to get your order in by December 12th. That's what they're saying right now. By December 12th, if you want that order in to put that gift wrapped and under the tree for Christmas morning. So go to homefieldapparel.com right now. Pick out a few things. Put them in your cart. You can also get gift cards. Okay. Use 1012 for your first order. Get 20% off. And give the gift of some awesome, super comfortable college sports apparel. Like, look, guys, I mean, Delaware, Tulane, Pitt, Michigan State, Hawaii, Auburn. Guys, they've got more than 100 different schools. These things are awesome. If you haven't been yet, go check it out. Make sure and follow them on Twitter. They are a ton of fun. I do feel bad for them because Michael Penix is out for Indiana for the rest of the year. And that is disappointing for Indiana because that might be the end of 9-win Indiana. And if you don't know what that means, Twitter. Twitter. Just go find out. We're going to get to our last Big 12 game in a minute, but I wanted to do something this week. College game day, ESPN's College Game Day, is going to Coastal Carolina on Saturday for their game. Coastal Carolina, unbeaten, going to be in the Sun Belt, Fun Belt championship game, and they are welcoming Liberty. One loss, Liberty, lost in a close one to NC State Town. College Game Day there. We've talked about Coastal. This is Chris's favorite non-Big 12 bet. But I thought this week, just for fun, we're going to all bet Coastal Carolina. So we're going to do that right now. The Chanticleers, which is such a fun word to say, Chanticleers open as a 7-point favorite. That line is all over the place. I can get you at 8. I can get you at 11. I can get you at 12.5. Over under a 53.5. That one also kind of all over the place. 53, 54, 56. Chris, these are your darling Chanticleers. So let me just say, where would you like to go first here?
Well, first, I would like to say that stop trying to. You took my non-Big 12 pick, and now come up with another non-Big 12 pick, which you told me like 10 seconds before we were recording. So my non-Big 12 pick here coming up will be interesting. But as soon as you're down by a couple of games, all of a sudden we start adding games to our picks. So I see it. You're trying to make it some ground.
I thought this would be a fun exercise, and you're trying to make it some ground all over it.
Time's running out. I get it. But I will, of course, I'm taking Coastal Carolina. I just have to take Coastal Carolina because it is what it is. They have game day. I was already going to do it because of game day. I was already taking them. Just going to ride the train. So I don't have a lot to say on it other than I'll just keep taking Coastal Carolina until my luck runs out.
Philip, just so if I could help you out here, the lines, you'll see some books that have 8s and 8.5s. Those are actually dead lines. That line has been pulled. If it's up anywhere, it's currently 11 or 11.5.
Okay. So that's good to know because I was about to give him an 8, but now I'm not going to. I do see a 10 at DraftKings, which is if you can get it, you can have it. So I guess I'll give you a 10. Yeah, I might as well
get the push.
10 DraftKings. Whatever. Okay. Daniel, what do you
think? Which I feel like is why you're adding games because you're mad that they changed the rules last week.
No, I just thought this would be – literally thought this would be a fun thing for us to do. And Chris over here grinching it up, holiday style. Daniel, where do you want to go?
So the reason for the line move, quarterback's name, Malik Williams, that's right. He may or may not have COVID. Unknown right now. So – you know, it looks like he's worth maybe 3, 4, 5 points to the spread here. I think Coastal Carolina is probably, in the betting sense, they're probably about as expensive as they can possibly be right now. You know, that line, 11.5, Liberty's a decent team. I mean, they're not a slouch team. They've They've had some big wins this season. This is a complete team as well. I think 11.5 is just too much.
Interestingly enough, Liberty has covered the spread more than Coastal Carolina has this year by game.
Yeah, they've been a quiet, great team to bet on. And, you know, if it turns out this kid can play, this 11.5 that we can grab right now is going to be a gift. And if he's not going to play, I think the market's already reacted, and I think Coastal Carolina is too expensive as it is. So I'm going to go take Liberty 11.5.
Yeah, I like that. Actually, my good friend, because we use all the things that you can bet, I can actually get you this at 12.5 because of sportsbetting.com. So if you would like Liberty plus 12.5, I'm going to give it to you.
Because I rescind my challenge from last week.
Too bad. Because guess what? I think I agree with Daniel. I think, look, so yes, I see the report that Malik Willis, the quarterback for Liberty, has, sources say, tested positive for COVID. If that's the case, he will not play. I still think that Liberty is a solid team. Coastal Carolina gets this game at home. This is a big season. I think Liberty's been pretty good. I think this is two head coaches that are in contention for SEC jobs right now. But I agree. Like, I think Coastal Carolina wins this. I have no problem saying Coastal wins this. I just, if I can get it at plus 12.5, basically, yeah, that feels good. So I'm going to agree with Daniel. I'm going to take Liberty to cover the 12.5 and say Coastal wins, but that just feels like too big a line against, I think, one of the best teams they will have faced this season, even without Malik Willis. Like, that's how I feel about Liberty. I don't like Liberty. We dog Liberty all the time for good reason. But they're a good football program. They're a good football team. So I think plus 12.5 is a good bet. All right, so let's wrap up our Big 12 picks. Oklahoma, a 22-point favorite over the Baylor Bears. Now, caveat, this is assuming this game gets played. There are concerns. You know, Oklahoma had to postpone their game against West Virginia due to COVID issues. Bob Stoops is going to be on the sidelines for Oklahoma because the reports of how many Oklahoma coaches are going to be out due to COVID and contract tracing. So as of now, this game is on. Baylor Athletic Director Rhodes has mentioned that Baylor is talk to some schools about a potential non-conference game here if this game gets canceled. And it won't be postponed because Oklahoma already has a makeup game and so does Baylor on December 12th. So if this game doesn't happen, it's not happening at all. But Oklahoma right now, about a 22-point favorite. Over-under at 62.5. I guess it's my turn here. I don't know. Man, I just don't know how I feel about this game. I don't think Baylor's as bad as their record shows. They've been in games, they've had leads, they've blown them late, right? They had a big lead over Iowa State, blew it. They had a lead over Texas Tech in the fourth quarter, blew it. They came back against Kansas State last week. It was very good, very good. But this game is on the road in Norman. Bob's going to be there on the sideline. Good old Bob taking a break from being a tequila salesman to go back to college football coaching. I think OU wins this. Like, I have no doubt OU's playing great. My question is, do I think Oklahoma covers, what's the best I can get, a 20.5-point line over Baylor? I think with everything going on at OU, I think they are significantly better than Baylor. But if I can get this at 22.5, which I can at DraftKings, since, well, I can't get BetMGM? Oh, perfect. I can get Oklahoma Baylor plus 22.5. I'm going to take Baylor plus 22.5. I think Oklahoma wins this. I have no concerns about that. But I think Baylor is better than people think they are. They're not good, but they're better than people think they are. I think they can keep this within 3 scores. So at 22.5, that gives me a 1.5 of wiggle room. I will take Baylor plus 22.5 here. Chris, what are you feeling?
Yeah, what a weird year this is with COVID. We have old legendary coaches coming back. We have the NFL trying to play coaches. Such a strange year. Okay, but with that said, Oklahoma is a lot better than Baylor. A lot better. And there's one factor. The line is big, and I don't like the line. But Oklahoma has a lot of ground to make up to get in the college football playoff. And they're currently 11th. I think they're going to try to run up the score a bit here and trying to show out against a team that nationally, I think, is a, you know, you take out the all the scandal stuff, is a respected name football wise. And if Oklahoma puts up a big score here, it doesn't matter what Baylor's done recently. People will just see it and be like, oh, wow, that's impressive. And I do think that Oklahoma is going to try to make a statement here and run that up. And they might – it's a big number. I don't like it. But they might win by 28 or so. So I'll go ahead and take the Sooners to cover.
It looks like the best I can get you is I see 20 and a half for Oklahoma looking at my lines. So that is what we will go with if you're going to go with the – the Sooners in this one, yeah, 20 and a half is best I can do for you. So, Daniel, what are you leaning?
Let's see here. This totals right now, what are we sitting at? 62 and a half, something like that, 63. Baylor's last five games. We think, you know, they got the defensive coach from LSU. We think of a team that they're barely competent, but maybe they lean on their defense. 31, 24, 38, 33, 27. Those are the scores that they have given up in their past five games. These guys aren't really stopping anybody. I mean, they gave up 33 to TCU, almost 40 to Iowa State, 24 to Texas Tech, 31 to K-State. Oklahoma, if they choose to, they're going to be able to name their score this Saturday. On the flip side of that, Baylor, one of their few strengths this year has been garbage time scoring. You know, when they're down by, you know, we'll just say double digits or 14 or 17 plus, Charlie Brewer's actually, that's when he can put some points on the board and make something happen. So I think this is going to be a game where Oklahoma's going to be able to score when they want to, when they need to. And then Baylor's going to be in a position all game long, you know, we'll say sort of down 17, down 24, down 28 this whole time. They're going to be able to be putting in some scores, especially throughout the second half. I think this game goes way over. I think, like a little bit of what Chris said, you know, Oklahoma wants to make a statement. Why won't Oklahoma go out and score 45, 52, something like that? And Baylor's going to come along for the ride, and they're going to go put up their 24, 28, 31, somewhere in that range. And we're going to fly over that total of 62 and a half. So give me that over.
I like it.
I also think Stoops on the sideline adds a little bit of motivation or whatever, a little of excitement for a lot of those players.
Mm-hmm. But to Daniel's point here on Baylor's, you know, with a nice backdoor cover for me, Chris, you and I could both be right. It's like Oklahoma could win by 21 and we're both sitting pretty, which is a nice thing. Okay. So let's hit our non-Big 12 outside of Coastal. Let's move through this a little bit quickly. I will go with, and I had a hard time picking here, but the line that sticks out to me the most, Missouri opened as a 1-point favorite over Arkansas. That line has gone up to 3. I don't understand that line. I think Arkansas is a better team than Missouri is. I know it's on the road, but I just do. So if I can get the, and the Hogs have been a good bet, obviously not Florida, and I could get it, and I think there's a little bit too much that's been put on Arkansas. It's not as valuable as it used to be, but Missouri -3, I will take Arkansas +3. I think Arkansas covers. I actually kind of think they're going to win this game. I think they're just better than Missouri, so I will take the Hogs to continue a really nice season in their first year with Sam Pittman. Chris.
Oh yes, I had 30 seconds to make this pick, so I'm going to make it fun. I'm going to make it interesting. And I'm going to go to the Big Ten, to the game of the week in all of college football, Penn State at Rutgers. I'm going to take Rutgers. And I don't have a lot of, you know, I haven't really spent a lot of time breaking this game down. But Rutgers, as bad as they are fairly competent against the spread. And I think they're getting, you know, they had a big win last week. And Penn State had actually a huge win last week for them. But I feel like maybe kind of, you know, a little bit of let down after that, after beating Michigan. And, you know, we know Michigan's having their issues. But I still think it's a big win for a program like Penn State. right now. So
I like it.
Rutgers.
Rutgers won for me last week, so don't feel bad. I like it. I like it. Daniel, what are you feeling?
Okay, I'm flying high. Just came off a 5-0 week. I'm picking a game here that I'm either going to look like a genius or like a complete fool. Ohio State is traveling to Michigan State this week. The game is still on as of right now. Ohio State has been battling COVID issues for 2 weeks now. The head coach is not going to be able to travel with the team. Michigan State is the worst team in college football, and they beat Northwestern last week, and they've got a nice win against Michigan, and then they have games where they look like they're a Division II team getting shut out, Indiana, blown out by Iowa. This team makes absolutely no sense. This entire game makes no sense, and it stinks. Ohio State is to go on the road without their coach. I mean, how good are they? You know, Ohio State's given up 35 points to Indiana, 27 to Rutgers, 25 to Penn State, and that game was closer than it looked. Nebraska was a convincing win, but I don't know, man. I don't know how good this Ohio State team is that's supposedly the number 4 team in the country. And if Michigan State is so, so bad, and everyone just thinks, oh, Ohio State's going to blow them out, this is ripe for it to be a close game for absolutely no reason. Like, what the hell is Michigan State doing hanging around with Ohio State and making this the thing a game where at the end of the day, it's like Ohio State squeaks out a 10-point win or 13-point win or something like that, and maybe it's even tied at halftime. I'm running with Michigan State here, 23.5. The 24s are gone. I had bet that personally earlier in the week, but I still want to give out that 23.5 Michigan State.
Yeah, we're getting dangerously close to a whole nother conversation with the college football playoff in Ohio State and the Big Ten Conference as it sits right now. So we're floating with that conversation that it's really taking a lot for me not to get into.
Hey, if Michigan State can just pull out the W on Saturday, there's no more conversation. It's over.
Well, Big Ten's gone. Just as an update, Michigan and Maryland has been canceled for this week due to COVID cases at Michigan. So it may not matter because Michigan, Ohio State may not be able to play. Then Ohio State can't be in the Big Ten championship game. And guess what? The playoff committee won't care. They'll probably still put a 4-win or a 4-0 or 5-0 Ohio State in the tournament into the playoff because they don't really care. They're going to do whatever they want, and they all love Ohio State, so here we are. And I'm not going to get into playoff talk because we're not going to do that here because we don't care about the playoff.
Well, I'll add this. If COVID could do one thing for us, please move us closer to an 18 playoff.
Amen.
It might. It might just do that. We will, of course, wait and see how all these picks break down this weekend on Saturday. Very excited for all of those things. So do us a favor. Give us a follow on Twitter as we will tweet about everything going on at 1012 Podcast, TE and the number 12, the word podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at 1012 Pod, where we do Instagram Lives every Wednesday night and post exclusive content there. Of course, follow our good friends, Daniel Alexander at DannerB7. On Twitter, ask how you can get in the awesome Slack group and talk about betting. Talk about it. There's lots to bet right now. And of course, follow our good friend Chris Ross, not at his personal Twitter, as he tells us, to follow the LGG account at @_LGG, where he will tweet about Big 12 action all weekend. We will be back on Monday to break down everything that happened this weekend. Hope to talk to you guys then.